We celebrate today the feast of probably the two most famous and glorious English martyrs, Saints John Fisher, Bishop of Rochester, and St. Thomas More, who is probably of the two the more famous Catholic layman, Chancellor, High Chancellor of England. Read their biographies. You can't help but be impressed. But not to belabor the point, what Jesus says about good trees bearing good fruit and not being able to bear bad fruit, and the converse, of course, bad trees bear bad fruit and cannot bear good fruit, and how he concludes, by their fruits you will know them. When you read the lives of these two great martyr saints, you can understand better, we all can, what Jesus means. If you look at the state of religion in Great Britain, the only obviously stable institution in Great Britain is the Catholic Church, which was seriously persecuted. Most historians say it was the second worst persecution of Catholics in the history of the Catholic Church after the Roman persecutions of the early church. But all of it is evidence of what our Lord says, and it's always true, that by their fruits you will know them. These two men were called, right after they were murdered, martyrs for conscience. They refused to give in and acknowledge that the King of England had supreme authority over the church, over conscience, and they were put to death for that. But read their lives. You can, again, help but be edified, and it's for us to learn their lesson in the present times, that the church is always persecuted, but for those who persevere in faith and in hope and in charity, truth always wins. We may suffer for it, but those are the glorious sufferings that those after us will be able to have the fruits of a faith that is steadfast.